Honorable C-Note.
Word on the street, I'm the best thing going. Smoking on the gas, got the best thing blowing. Tattoos on my face, is my face not yours. Spanish bras, Gucci clothes, nigga, everything pouring. I'm a pill, pop the seal, then I start back pouring. Yellow horses on my cars, like they rock them rap lawn. Bought an old school yesterday, just to paint the bitch on. So much money in my pocket, I can paint a bitch on. I'm in hot pursuit, I'm stacking.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Oh, hell.
Hey, son. Looks like it's almost football time in Tennessee. And I'm just going to say that until it is football time in Tennessee, because I want it to be football time in Tennessee.
All this XFL's got me wanting to get drunker than Cooter Brown with Kippy Brown. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, son. Both of those Brown boys are something else. But at the end of the day, it's all the time. Welcome to Seeing Orange. We are the hosts. It is Carlisle and
Boris.
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
So,
Paul Tuckett.
We got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since we caught up. Actually, I don't even think we've discussed the Indiana Bowl game. Yeah, we did. We did. The Indiana Bowl game.
Totally did.
Tax Slayer champions, don't you forget it. So, you know, recruiting trail. We're going to go with rivals because they were nicer to us this year.
Yeah.
But, they also have Harrison Bailey as a 5-star, 24/7 does not. So that's a big, big shift.
He's a good quarterback.
We're top 10 either way you spin it, but rivals were number 7. And I do think we got a lot of low-key playmakers, a lot of big 4-stars that could be 5-stars. Morvan Joseph being one of them, I think, me personally. He's a D-end. He's a freak of nature.
He's
a monster.
Huge.
I really like Malachi Wideman, man. That was a big pick. He switched from Florida, committed to us. 4-star motherfucker. He's big, though. He got a 6 rating. He plays basketball and football. He's ranked in the 150 in both. I like this guy. I think he's going to be a big playmaker. And next year's class, with Jaden Springer coming in, Keon Johnson, the highest-ranked player out of Tennessee, I think we're going to have a stout team next year. And if Santiago stays, who knows what can happen.
Dude, I love that we got Jimmy Holiday.
Yeah. Jimmy Holiday is a very quiet 3-star. He's fast. He was committed to TCU originally.
And
flipped to
there's
us.
There's been a lot of guys that have come. There's been like 3 or 4 guys in Tennessee's history that have come from his hometown, and they've been successful.
They have been successful.
I think that was a big part of him.
Florida, Mississippi has produced some nice people. Lynette Whitehead, I like him. He's a 3-star, but I think he's quiet. He's 6'2", 232. Tyler Barron out of Tennessee. He can play tight end or defensive end. He'll probably play DN for us, but you never know. Pruitt, he's known to switch guys. On the other side of the field, it's really crazy how it works out. Alante Taylor was supposed to be a fucking running back. What happened?
Tyler Bird was supposed to be a defensive end. Or no.
Jeremy Banks. He's been flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Hey, son.
Dude, if he could hold on to the ball, that's the thing. If he could tape that motherfucker to his forearm.
Well, he said D. Beckwith might be playing both sides of the ball.
He's playing basketball, dude. He could probably do anything in the fucking
world.
He's
playing basketball as well. D. Beckwith, both of those were big national signing day pickups. Not early, but regular. Zach Evans, we're still on the fence. We could still get Zach Evans.
Yeah, when is he picking?
He doesn't even know. He can't sign another letter of intent, so he's just going to have to get some other sort of documentation. Or just like...
sort of documentation.
Or just some fucking loan to live... I don't know how it's going to work, but I know that we're going to get him. That's what I'm saying. And unless something weird happens and it's just a personality thing and, you know, I don't even know what his test scores were or anything like that. Not to say anything. I've just heard rumors, so I don't know if they're true or not. Who knows in these days, you know? Who could tell?
Jay Jones, Isaac Washington.
You're just naming people off now that recruited that.
These are just hard commits.
Yeah, I know. Danico Slaughter, big pickup, 4-star out of Roswell, Georgia. We like Georgia a lot. I think Amari Thomas can make a big man. Look, we got a lot of defensive guys, DNs, D tackles. You know, some of those guys are going to be playing offense too. They might have played defensive tackle or been that recruited, but they're going to be on offense. Somebody's going to get switched.
That's the thing about Jeremy Pruitt that I don't have to worry about. Butch is like, you don't give a fuck.
No, he'll do what he has to do.
He'll change it up.
We got, you know, James Robinson. He's a 3-star offensive lineman. We got Cooper Mays, which is Cade Mays, who's transferring from Georgia. his little brother. Hopefully Cade will be eligible. We don't know because the NCAA are Nazis, and it's a Nazi organization with their own agenda that they push, but, you know, fuck it. Rocky
Cade
Top.
Cade Mays.
We keep pushing. You said what?
Cade Mays. Fuck it.
I like it, man. Hey, Kevin's suing, but what are they going to do? You know? We're going to win that. Then we're going to go to Rocky Top, where Kevin belonged, and Cooper and Cade in the first place. And we're going to rock
and
roll.
Youngest brother,
son.
They're going to feed him a lot of Arby's.
Did you see that Paul Feinbaum said that we're going to be number one in the nation at some point this year?
Really?
He did. And I know that he's just getting excited because you know Paul.
He loves
I think what he's talking about is if the off chance. So say this happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say that Tennessee does go 4-0. I'm not going to say they're number one because that's a bold fucking statement. Because you're still going to have Ohio State will be 4-0. You'll have Alabama 4-0. You'll have Clemson 4-0. Like, Oklahoma is going to be good next year. Mm-hmm. I think Spencer Rattler and their offense could be very deadly. But
dude, we can't say shit. We started out the season last year getting fucked the first two games. So
that is very true. But look, let's look at a scenario here. So let's say Tennessee. Let's say they open up 4-0, right? That means that they beat Charlotte at home. They went to Oklahoma, won. Beat Furman at home. And then you beat Florida at home.
Hmm.
Right? And let's say you beat Missouri at home, okay? Because Georgia now, that's moved to November. Usually that's a gauntlet. Usually it's Florida, Georgia.
It's easy.
Bama. It's easier, okay? So say we beat Charlotte, Oklahoma, Furman, Florida, and then Missouri will be a different team next year.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say we beat them at home, okay?
Let's say we beat South Carolina.
I've been there when we beat at home. Let's say we beat South Carolina. Now, again, not number one, not number two, not number three. Maybe
6-0 going into Bama.
Maybe a 6 or a 7.
6-0 going into Bama?
That's game day.
That'd be the biggest third Saturday in October in a decade for sure.
Well, not only that, but that would also be college game day. That would be the biggest game that week, in my opinion. You're going to have some other big games.
They're
probably
more than likely going to be 6-0 at that point.
They're going to be 6-0. We could possibly – look, Oklahoma or Florida could get us. I see us
– totally.
I see us for sure losing to Bama and – which I – Bama got out-coached last year. Kiffin got out-coached by Pruitt. We didn't have the talent, and Guarantano muffed the fucking Corvarus Crouch play, but that's okay. You know, that's in the past. But at the end of the day – I know we're gonna lose to either two teams out of Georgia, Bama, Florida, Oklahoma. Those are four top 10 teams. You know,
I really do think, man.
I think we
at our.
I think with a bowl game, we'll probably have 9 regular season wins, 3 losses, and then I think we win our bowl game.
I'm just saying, with the talent we have and the coaching we have, if we peak Tennessee this, like we just kind of like stall out, but we still do good. We can win 8 games. Like, if we beat all the teams we're supposed to beat, but then we lose to all the Floridas and the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Oklahomas and all that, which is another year we're like, fuck. We lost against every team again that we hate the most. If it's that, we only win 8 games. It's just still good. But, I think we're going to get one, if not two of those.
But, I mean, we have a stout.
I think we're going to get Florida. And I think we're going to get Georgia. For some reason, dude.
You think we'll get Georgia this year, dude? They're going to be number one at some point.
Not at that time, though, dude. Do you think so at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think they could be.
Oh, man,
I do. I think
it's going to be different. It's at the end of the year. I don't know.
And the reason I say that, because look,
I just
want to
say it now. We win. Fuck it.
Georgia opens up. Oh, shit. So Georgia opens up against Virginia, okay? Then they play ETSU. And then listen to this. Week 3, they play Bama. At Bama.
Are you aging in front of me?
Georgia plays Bama at Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they've got Louisiana Monroe, win. Vandy, win. Auburn, Mizzou, win. Florida, win. Auburn's kind of had Vandy's, Auburn's kind of had Georgia's number recently. But they've got a tough fucking schedule. They got Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia Tech always. But I don't know, man. I think Tennessee can make some shake.
So, Florida plays Eastern Washington first. and then they play Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I hope Kentucky kind of gives them hell, honestly. Beats them up, you know, gives them a game. Maybe
they could.
Yeah, they I could. Mean, that's a five, you know, that's usually a good Bob game. Stoops, it's been a good game the past second.
You never know with good old Stoops.
And he starts good. He's like his history, honestly, he'll go 5-0 and then lose every game and not go to a bowl game. He's done that twice.
It's so weird.
He'll go 5-0 and then not go to a bowl game. That's insane. And then they got.
Dude, the year that they lost to Tennessee when we were 5-7, they were. That was the best. That was the first 10-win season he's ever had there. And the only one they've had in like 50 years.
One year they did so good, and they had beat South Carolina, they beat Vandy, they beat everyone. They lost us at the end of the year because they ended up losing all the other games. But they lost. They ended up getting fucked up by Louisville, and that was like their. That's the one they won. Because that I would have been. It was they were 5-5, and if they would have beat Louisville,
it would have been a
yeah. Because
Louisville, that's their rival.
LaMarcus. Yeah, that's their in-state. Like that's the Iron Bowl day and all that shit. So
yeah, it's a you know we'll see what happens, but we've got big hopes. So ESPN released this thing called the SP Plus College Football Ranking. It's the first ever. Bill Conley apparently has assembled this. He bases the projections off three primary factors, which are returning production, recent recruiting, and recent history. So pretty much this scaling is it's a tempo and opponent-adjusted measure of college football efficiency. So it's intended to be predictive and forward-facing, and it's a resume ranking that gives credit for big wins or particularly brave scheduling. So it's pretty much just a numbers schedule ranking, but this is what it is. Corlaw, where do you think Tennessee would be ranked in this? This is for offense, defense, projected numbers from last year, recruits from this year, and scheduling. So strength of schedule is taken into account as well.
So do you like add all three and then put them in a kind of a
right?
I mean, how would I rank Tennessee this year?
Well, no. So there's it's ranked from like one to I guess it's the top 100 teams or all 100. It's 130 teams. D1 teams.
I think Tennessee would probably rank defense is going to be good. Offense, I don't know what's going to happen on the offense. I really don't know. I don't know who's going to be our quarterback. I don't know if Jarrett's going to drink Gatorade all season or what. I don't know who's going to be. So
I think Harrison Bailey comes in and starts.
Or Kaysom Hill. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that it's going to be better. So I would say, dude, I would say like 23 in the nation.
19th.
Really?
Ranked 19th or defense? Guess what that's ranked?
What? Seven.
Seventh.
Dude, we're going to have a good defense.
So because the recruit, dude, we don't have anything below a 4-star on defense this year, which I don't know the last time that's happened. And look, again, guys, we don't fucking live and die by the stars, but it sounds cool. It looks cool. Feels cool.
Does it say what offense is on there?
Yeah.
What is that?
56.
Yeah.
Because
they think Jarrett's going to be slinging it.
Well, they don't have any reason to believe anything different
as of
right now.
Exactly. We don't either. That's where we're being Tennessee fans.
We're being hopeful
for you guys.
But this is what it is. It's Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia. That's the first four, which could very well be next year's college football playoff. Those four teams could very well go undefeated. Very hard for Alabama and Georgia to go undefeated, but Clemson and Ohio State could pull it off. Michigan State's rebuilding. Michigan cannot beat Ohio State. And Penn State is going to be a good team next year. As a matter of fact, they're at number 5. So they could creep up there because Georgia or Alabama is going to slip up once because they play each other.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have a loss in early, week 3.
I can't wait for Tennessee, Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh.
And in Norman, we'll be there.
Neither one of us fucking play anybody before that.
You know, we're saving up and we're going to that, right?
I think I already have tickets to that.
Oh, with your family?
Well,
fuck you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll be there.
It was something they talked about at Christmas.
Well, they're not going to do it. Tony's going to get a headache, and they're going to leave early. So,
well, let's hope they listen to this.
I love you, Tony. I love you a lot. I just would rather them go with me. That's all.
I mean, if you go, we'll fucking hang out for sure. Dude, we'll fucking do a cast for you guys. We'll tell you
how
much
these guys
we'll
right here.
We'll tell you how much fucking Norman sucks. you wouldn't want to stay there.
Actually, I would be really excited to eat some fucking barbecue. I would
be so glad to go. Dude, I've never been to Oklahoma. That'd be sick.
That would be cool.
Smoke a dabby.
I want to see the wagon tip over. Because that's going to be the result of the game.
Everybody just get fucking.
I do think we could destroy them if we can get offense going. Because our defense is going to be better than their offense. According to this projection right here, Oklahoma's offense is ranked. Oh, wait, never mind. Their offense is ranked second.
I'm ready for Lincoln Riley's little.
This.
I'm ready for. This.
Just put the shit in front of his mouth.
Yeah, I'm ready for all that bullshit for his fraudulentness to come out. Because I just feel like it's still Bob Stoops kind of thing going.
Really?
Maybe not so much this year. That's why I think we're going to see. But I don't know, man. He's a good coach offensively, obviously, but their defense is lackluster.
It is lackluster, but the SEC meeting was today. And Coach O, Lane Kiffin, and Mike Leach were all sitting next to each other. And then Jeremy Pruitt and Nick Saban were right next to each other. Shoulder to shoulder. Rubbing shoulders.
Rubbing shoulders, doing stuff.
I wonder what was said in that room. I don't know if it was televised or not.
Oh, dang.
Mike Leach is talking about anything and everything. And Lane Kiffin's just like, yeah, man, pussy. And then Coach O's like, man, where's the gumbo? I don't even know where the gumbo is.
And Nick Saban's like, you all used to be friends.
Where's my Coke at? And then Pruitt's like, what the fuck is cauliflower?
And Mark Stoops is like, my brother's a good football coach.
Mm-hmm. Great head coach.
Great.
Make a fine head coach.
Hey, Bob Stoops.
Go Renegades.
Bob Stoops make a fine head coach.
They're not even brothers.
Anywhere.
They?
Anywhere. Yeah.
Are they related?
Yeah. And then
Mark and Bob?
Yeah, they're brothers.
I don't think they are.
Totally look it up.
I don't
and Mike Stoops is their other brother, who was their, I think he was the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma the whole time.
Oh, wait, no, they are related. I always think Chad Kelly and Chip Kelly are related. That's what I'm thinking of.
Chad Kelly and Chip Kelly. No, Chad Kelly and Bills.
Well, who's the other fucking football coach that looks like Chip Kelly? Not Chad Kelly. Chip Kelly and Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, just Fadden Kelly.
They all look. They look the same.
I used to think they're related to. They're not.
They're not related. That's.
But did you know that fucking Jim Kelly and Chad Kelly?
They are.
That's his uncle. Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
And they both suck at football. Well, Jim was good at football. Tough breaks, all four times. All four fucking times. Four times you lose the Super Bowl in a row.
I know a guy that don't even have four fingers.
And they lost four fucking times.
Could you
they
imagine?
Four rings
not
on his
even. Yeah, if you would have won that, he had to stick the other ring in his fucking pocket.
I tell you. It's crazy.
Or he'd have to double up like fucking Jordan.
So, early season prediction. We'll probably do 30 of these. Volunteers, go down the schedule. Give me your schedule right now.
They're 14-10 right now.
Give
they
me
must
your motherfucking
win
schedule
out
predictions.
In order to go to the playoffs. South Carolina? Win. Vandy?
Wait,
definitely
wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Not basketball.
Oh, we're going football?
I mean, yeah. Okay, here, fine. Go basketball. Go basketball. Do it. Fuck it.
I'm just doing basketball real quick because they're fucking... Okay. South Carolina, 14-10, win.
14-10 as of
Vandy
right now. 62
wins.
Out of 68 in the
ball. 16-10 now. Okay. Of course we're going to win at Vandy.
Wait, who's that? You think we beat South Carolina and Vandy?
And Vandy. Okay. We're going to lose at Auburn.
Vandy almost beat Kentucky the other night.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, but Vandy sucks.
Okay.
We're going to lose to Auburn.
Mm-hmm. They have our number.
We're going to beat Arkansas.
We just beat them by 30.
I think Florida's going to get us.
I think they will not get us because they're pussies.
I think Kentucky's going to get us.
Mm-hmm.
I think Auburn's going to get us again because they're just good.
So that means we probably won't be in the tournament.
Yep. Sucks. Back to football.
All right, so way too early predictions for the Tennessee Volunteer football next year. Carlisle, like I said, we'll probably do 30 of these, but I don't give a shit. Go.
I don't give a shit. All right. Central fucking whoever the fuck. Win. Oklahoma. Holy shit. It's in Norman. Man, fuck. We'll see what them boys are made of.
I tell you.
You know what? Fuck. I'm going to say they lose that game. I'm going to say they lose that game. We beat Furman.
Okay, so 2-1.
2-1. We beat Furman.
Mm-hmm.
We beat Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
At home.
I think we can beat Florida.
At home.
Yeah. Dan Mullen's a goof.
He's a goof. He's Butch Jones. He's 2.0.
Goober. Yeah, he's a goober. You can smell him now.
You can smell him now.
Yeah, beat Florida.
Will Butch Jones go on staff at any SEC school or Michigan State possibly? Or do you think he'll stay at Bama and ride the coattails?
Probably going to ride the coattails and get himself another fucking cigar. Mercedes-Benz. Dude, I would love nothing more than to see his little dumbass walk in the stadium and just we're smoking cigars.
He's a millionaire, though, so fuck him. Missouri.
Misery. We beat them. They got a new coach. They're trying to win the Sun Belt. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
South Carolina. I think Will Muschamp's an idiot. He yells too much. Mm-hmm. We're going to win that game.
So you think we start off 6-1?
Yep. Wait,
5-1.
1-2-3.
Yep, 5-1.
Going into Bama. I'd love to see this game, dude. I'd love to say we win this game, but I just don't think we will.
They have Bryce Young, so yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, 5-2. At Arkansas, that's going to be a good game to kick back with the boys and just get real fucked up and not even watch the game if you don't want to watch it. Because
you really think we'll fuck? I think Sam Pittman might get those boys doing something cool. They got some good recruits they shouldn't have gotten.
I mean, I'm not saying don't take them seriously, but I'm saying that this is going to be an easy year if you play Arkansas probably. Yeah, but they also have a lot of guys leaving. You know, there's just shit's kind of crazy over there. Kentucky.
Yeah, dude, Bryce Young. Win.
We're not going to lose to Kentucky at home.
Bryce Young could start for them as a freshman. It's out of Santa Ana, California. He's a 5-star, 6-0 for Rivals. I really do think that Bama could be scary next year with him in offense if he starts.
Which...
he probably will.
Probably will, yeah.
Saban's not scared to start a freshman. He's proved that.
November 7th?
Unless Tulia gets the nod. And, dude, look. The guy they have right now, I don't know how I'm forgetting his name, but the white dude.
White boy Tide.
I know his name. Whatever it is. You know his name. You beat Michigan. Fuck him. Tennessee, keep going.
Mac Jones.
Keep going. So we lose.
We lose to Bama.
We beat Arkansas.
We beat Arkansas.
Okay, so what are we at now? 7-2? Okay, so.
Hold on. No. We're 5-1. We're 5-2.
6-2. Kentucky.
7-2.
Georgia.
Yeah, we're going to beat Kentucky. We don't lose them at home. Georgia. I say we can beat them.
Really?
Yep.
8-2. Okay.
9-2.
10-2.
10-2.
You do realize that would put us in like a New Year's Six
Bowl. Yeah, we're going to go to the Cotton Bowl, and we're going to play, hold on.
Dude, that could have us at number 7 or 8 if we're
I'm calling this right now. We're only going to lose. We're going to lose. 9. This is what's crazy.
We'd be top 10.
This is what's fucking crazy, dude.
2 losses, we'd be top 10.
We're only going to lose one game in the SEC, and it's going to be Bama. We're going to lose to Oklahoma, and that's going to freak everybody out. And then next year, everybody's going to be like, dude, Tennessee's fucking greased up for the playoff. And then we're going to have a lot of hype. We're going to get good recruits. And then shit's going
to
happen.
Yeah, dude, but listen, we have... will you listen to this for me?
Yeah. Fucking go, dude.
Hang on.
Wait. Fuck.
Okay, so... listen to this shit. This is the Tennessee ranking. Watch this. Hang on.
Oh, and guess what? Because Oklahoma sucks and they're going to lose one or two games, we're going to play them again in the Cotton Bowl. And we're going to beat them.
You think so?
Just being bold.
All right, so Tennessee has 8 returning starters on offense and 9 on defense. And like 7 on special teams or something.
Running backs, quarterbacks, most offensive line, defenses. Secondary, our DBs are coming back. Most of our defensive line.
8 and 9's pretty fucking good.
But we did lose some good players on defense, but... Pruitt
well,
knows how to work.
Darrell, Daniel, and Nigel are gone. Those are the 3 biggest losses.
Dude.
But think about it, man. We still have dogs now. We got D. Beckwith. We got Malachi, which he'll be playing wide receiver. But I
God,
still think we've
name?
Got Morvin Joseph.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
what?
Thinking. 35. He's one of my favorites.
Darrell Taylor.
No,
Daniel
Batuli? Daniel Batuli,
that's
yeah.
What
I was
Daniel Batuli. Darrell Taylor is
I love Darrell Taylor. We're going to what they fucking have. He's crazy.
19.
He's 19, yeah. Dude, Daniel Batuli, ever since his freshman year when he picked off a fucking 92-yard interception run
yep.
against Tua,
yep.
and I think it was Jalen Waddle that tried to go catch him, and he couldn't catch
him
because somebody was trying to block too. But That was actually not Rashawn Golden tried to block Jalen Waddle. He's the one that went up.
Rashawn.
He did the finger. But yeah, that was Daniel Batuta's freshman year.
Hell yeah.
I was like, dude, you're the beast.
He is a beast. Yeah, I think Tennessee goes 9-3. I think we lose to
Georgia.
I think we lose to Bama, Georgia, and Oklahoma. We beat Florida at home.
What bowl game and who we playing?
I think we'll play like a Penn State in a bowl game, or we'll play like a Michigan or an Oregon maybe. In a bowl game, Oregon will probably we'll play. I say we finish in like the top 12, right?
Yeah.
So we'll probably play another team inside the top 12, maybe a 13 or 14. So Oregon, I think we'll play Oregon in the. Dude, give me like. I want the Cotton Bowl.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want the Cotton Bowl.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, there's your early football predictions. Like I said, you're probably going to get 30 more of them. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Seeing Orange, brought to you by B-Team. Get out there and be awesome.
Wear that orange. Do cool shit.
See you.